This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, self-purification. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that human self, our self, needs purification and needs to be refined and purified. And this is a fact which is religiously, intellectually, and socially, it's a known fact that our souls need purification. But there is a question here. Why our souls need purification? Is there any deficiency, any fault, anything wrong about our nature that we need purification? The nature and essence of humans, no doubt that it's pure. There is no impurity. There is no kind of fault and deficiency in our souls. We have no such an aspect in our personality or in our essence that needs to be changed. So we in our core are pure, are beautiful. And that's why Quran says that human has been created on ahsani taqweem, best formation. So our nature is pure and our nature is good. Our nature is on the best possible form. So why in the first place we need purification? Is there really any need of purification? And what are the causes? Is there a natural cause, a natural problem in our formation? Or it's we who are damaged and create problems in our own selves, and that's why we need to purify ourselves. So it is a problem of, is it a problem of nature, or it's a problem of our own bad decisions? So this is the point which we consider and think about. Welcome back. This is A to Z. We were talking about self-purification. Yes, so there was a question, and that why we need purification in the first place. Is there any fault in our nature? We answered that there is no fault in our nature. Actually, we are purified and clear, and we have no fault in our basic nature. It's actually our own bad decisions which gradually develop bad habits in our personality. We get used to wrong things. The negativity which we create with our own actions needs to be purified. In our intellectual aspects, the wrong ideas, the wrong beliefs, in our psychological aspect, where there are bad habits and bad qualities which we develop with our own wrong decisions, they eventually end to a personality with bad habits and wrong qualities and vices that needs to be purified. And that purification means gradually clearing our own inner self from that negativity, that wrong actions, that bad habits, that negative aspects of our character, which are developed by our own bad decisions. So have you seen a garden without a gardener who does not care about the plants and flowers and herbs? With the passage of time, it becomes messy and the weak plants die and the stronger one takes a more and more place in the garden and it becomes messy. And that's the point where a refinement, correction needs when there is a corruption. Likewise, in ourselves, when we leave ourselves for emotions and passions to work, gradually we need purification. So it's because of our own decision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to purify ourselves and clear ourselves from every impurity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.